This is MSO New Sports, and Revere girls basketball coach Leanne O'Hara is here with us. And Leanne, off to a 9-0 start this year. Obviously, the program under Coach Finn a year ago had a great season, but it's continuing this year. So you must be kind of happy about the start, stepping in here as your first year.
I was lucky enough to come into such a great program and strong team and excellent players, driven, motivated. So, yes.
And I know as we speak, last night you had a good game in Swampscott. Tell us about that.
We started off strong. Second half, we had a bunch of turnovers, and they were not missing shots, and we struggled to contain their shooting. But in the end, I think we got enough stops and got enough scores to come back and finish the game strong.
Yeah. You've been around girls basketball, having been an assistant at Bishop Fenwick, obviously a fantastic state championship season there. You know, what is it, you know, in girls sports, you know, do these girls know about the, you know, able to come from adversity, come from behind, those kinds of things? What's the character of this team, your team?
I think that they truly love to play basketball. They love being good teammates. They love being there for each other, cheering each other on. I think that camaraderie has created this atmosphere of trust and not being afraid to take risks and just being a great teammate.
All right, let's talk about maybe, were there a couple of tougher games for you this year in that 9-0 run to start the year?
The very first game was incredibly exciting. Playing St. Mary's and coming from the CCL, I knew what their strengths and weaknesses were, and I wasn't yet sure of my own team. And Tatiana Icavello just shot lights out that night and really won the game for us. And beating St. Mary's and coming into Revere, and they had lost to them twice and lost to them for a few years now, it was a huge accomplishment for me, but mostly for my team, to beat St. Mary's. And they're a good program, so beating them is always like instant success.
And you know, it's been great that you guys have had that series with St. Mary's. Or, you know, they've scheduled each other during the year. I think it's worked well for both schools.
Yeah. It's definitely a challenge, and playing those non-league games gives them a view of what other types of basketball programs and leagues are out there and the competition they're going to face as they move on, hopefully, into the tournament.
Well, let's talk about Revere basketball, your girls' team here. Tell me about some of your key players and that you'd be counting on for the remainder of the season.
So Valentina Pepik has been outstanding. She's always looking to learn something new, try something, put something into her game. I think they call her the scoring machine on Revere Public Television. Her rebounding is outstanding. She really is a hardworking kid. You can't teach kids to love basketball that much and to work that hard. Pamela Gonzalez has natural talent. She can just try something once, and she has it. She can shoot very well. She can drive very well. She loves to Eurostep, and she rebounds as well. She's had a couple of double-doubles, so she's really a key player.
And when you're the coach on the sidelines, you just stand back and just admire that kind of aspect, right?
I watched her once, and I looked over to my assistants. I said, how did she do that? Weaving in between the defenders and scoring. It's amazing to watch. She's a fun player to watch.
And others?
Megan Gotham had an amazing game against Swampscott. She is fired up to prove what she can do around the boards, get rebounds. She scored 10 points last night. She's an incredible player. Tatiana's doing a great job controlling the point, running the point. Anything I tell Tati to do, she tries. She's the voice of the team. She's very outspoken and just a great teammate. So,
voice of the team, huh?
Yeah, not me. I don't want to be the voice of the team. I keep telling them that this is their team. I want them to call out the offense. I want them to run the defenses. It would be a dream come true to have a team that took that leadership and ran with it, and I was more of a facilitator.
Well, that's interesting, because you think at this level, either whether it be boys or girls, that the coach on the sideline is making those calls, but yet, as you point out, you know, whether it be in a football game, players that can make those adjustments, you know, right then and there are, you know, that's instinct, but it's also leads to success.
Right. It's a whole different level of basketball, and I would love for them to take that on.
Gotcha. Are there any injuries? Or are you missing anybody that you know you hope to have this year that you don't have on the team this year?
We've been healthy so far and hope to remain healthy. They were pushing each other tonight at practice. There's a couple of times I thought, oh, God, go easy. It's practice. But again, we want to work harder in practice so in games we can showcase what we've done at practice.
A couple of final questions. Parts of your game, offense, defense, parts of offense, parts of defense. Where have you made the most progress as a team this year, would you say?
I would hope it's on defense. It's my belief that communication runs the defense and makes stops happen. And getting deflections and steals are my favorite statistics. So defense to me leads to good offense, and they're doing that on both ends of the court.
And that is so key in the sense that it doesn't show up in the newspaper paragraph the next day. But that's just as important, because a point not made by your opponent or 2 points not made by your opponent is like getting the 2 points almost. You know what I'm saying.
Absolutely. And I tell them when they make mistakes on offense, if you turn the ball over, you have to hustle on defense, because if they score, now you've done double the damage. You gave up our scoring opportunity, and now you're letting them score. It has to stop. So.
All right, here's my last question. And being a first-year coach, I'll give you a pass on this one here. You know, so feel relaxed when I ask this question here. But looking around the Northeastern Conference, I've talked to a couple of other coaches. I watch the scores in the papers or wherever, on our website, wherever, coming in at night or the next day or whatever, and it's confusing. You know, one team wins one night, then they lose big the next night. Things seem up and down a little bit in this conference. Can you sort this out? And Classical's been good. Saugus has been good. Danvers has obviously had a very good year. And who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know the answers, but I will.
See, I got you off the hook.
I will say it depends who shows up on any given night, who's willing to go out there and give it their all. And that's my guess. I don't know yet. It's only 9 games for me, so.
Well, you can't go wrong with that answer. That works. That works right now. Maybe not at the end of February. I won't accept that answer. But right now, boom, check. You passed. All right. All right, Coach. Good talking with you, and thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, LeAnn O'Hara, head girls basketball coach at Revere High School, with us here on MSO New Sports.